When it comes to dieting, there are so many choices, it's difficult to know which diet is going to work best. Dr. John Briffer, author of The True You Diet, believes that the answer lies in how we evolved.
On the one hand, you've got people saying we should be eating a low-fat, relatively carb-rich diet, if you like. And then on the other hand, you've got people coming along like Robert Atkins saying, oh, we shouldn't really be eating any carb, you know, and the fats that were traditionally warned off are actually fine. And, you know, there's real polarized opinions out there. Now, there's science that supports both of these views, actually, if you look very carefully. And the science is always going to give a slightly conflicting picture. The point is really is that forget the science for a moment. Theoretically, the best diet for us is going to be a diet based on the foods that we've eaten for longest in terms of our evolution, because basically those are the foods we're best adapted to from a genetic perspective, but also physiologically, biochemically and metabolically. With that in mind, if you look back at what we've been eating over the last 2.5 million years with regard to our time on this planet, then most of that time was spent eating things like meat and fish and fruit and vegetables and nuts and seeds, really. Foods such as grains and dairy products are actually quite recent addition to the diets because evolution is such a slow process. So we started eating grains about 10,000 years ago, probably. Dairy products, we think, maybe 5,000 years ago. And then on top of that, we now have, as a significant part of our diet, foods such as refined vegetable oils, which we find in a lot of processed foods, processed fats like partially hydrogenated and trans fats, and then also sugar, obviously, and then other kind of extraneous things like artificial sweeteners and additives. If you bear in mind that evolution is a very slow process, it now turns out that more than 3/4 of our diet is made up of foods that are relatively new. They're kind of nutritional newcomers. And that has probably exceeded our capacity to cope, is the bottom line. And when we look at foods like grains and dairy and refined vegetable oils and refined sugar, you find that they have significant impact on health, and none of it really is very good.
Are there certain things, therefore, that I should take out of my diet, regardless of the things that I should perhaps be adding to it?
Yes, I think so. There's not many foods that I think really ought to be completely excluded from the diet, but there are some foods that I don't really regard as foods. So I'll give you an example. Artificial sweeteners, I don't really see as food. They're really chemical concoctions, and there's quite a lot of evidence linking them with adverse effects on health, for instance. Margarine is another food that I'd get out of the diet, quite frankly. It starts off as foodish, some vegetable oils, not ideal actually, vegetable oils, but even if they were, by the time you've processed it in the way that margarine is, they become, I think, thoroughly unhealthy and really shouldn't be in the diet at all. I tend to advise people not to focus too much on getting stuff out of the diet, but really getting stuff into the diet, because if you put the emphasis on healthy foods rather than de-emphasizing unhealthy foods, it's more compelling in the long term. People find that easier to do. You know, if you concentrate on eating an ostensibly healthy diet, there isn't enough time in the day or room in your stomach to mess that all up with some unhealthy foods. But if you're asking me, should there be some foods that are out of the diet, then I think the answer to that is yes. And I would single out things like artificial sweeteners and margarine as two classic examples of that.
And then you said some of the things that you should really getting more into your diet. What would they be?
What I would regard as primal foods, foods that we've been eating for a very long time. So, for instance, meat and fish, and to a degree, eggs. Also, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and water. You know, and the diet, I think, really ought to be based on these foods. Now, there are certain food groups here that get a relatively bad rap. So within meat, red meat gets a bad rap generally and gets very bad press. Eggs, again, on the basis that they contain both saturated fat, animal fat, and also cholesterol. But when you look carefully at the research, what you find is that saturated fat does not cause heart disease. Eating fat does not cause obesity. Cholesterol does not appear to cause heart disease. And most importantly, when you reduce saturated fat or cholesterol in the diet or reduce cholesterol levels in the bloodstream through making dietary changes, it doesn't appear to make people thinner or reduce their risk of heart disease. Now, that strongly suggests that they're not the dietary specters that they're made out to be. And my feeling is that probably that message has got out there very pervasively because, well, follow the money. It pays people to get that message out there because making low-fat food products is highly profitable. Making drugs that reduce cholesterol is highly profitable. And I think people have been duped into thinking that what is essentially foods that we've been eating for a very long time, like red meat and eggs, are somehow thoroughly unhealthy, where some very chemicalized, chemically manipulated, refined, additive-laden food somehow is healthy. It's ridiculous, really. But I think people now are wising up to this notion that going back to our sort of roots, nutritionally speaking, is the best way to go.
That's Dr. John Briffer. His book, The True You Diet, is published by Hay House.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.